Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Once again this evening, Isaiah's prophecy is full of wonderful news for some and terrible news for others. Old Israel will fall because of their idolatry and stubborn impenitence. But new Israel will arise, including some from old Israel and many from the rest of mankind. The time was not far off when the Lord would replace apostate Israel with genuine believers. I was sought by those who did not ask for me. I was found by those who did not seek me. I said, "Here I am, here I am," to a nation that was not called by my name. This is wonderful news for the Gentiles. That's who the Lord is talking about here. Prior to Jesus sending out his apostles into all the world, the Gentiles didn't know the Lord, didn't seek the Lord, didn't serve the Lord. And yet, here the Lord promises to reach out to them, even though they had not sought him. St. Paul quotes this very verse in Romans chapter 10 and explains how it's being fulfilled in his time as he and the other apostles take the gospel of Christ out to the nations, out to the Gentiles. So this is wonderful news for you and me and for the millions of people who have been called by the gospel and brought into the people of God, not because we deserved it, not because we were better than Israel, but purely out of the mercy of God. He sought us and made himself known to us. But what about Israel? To them, God says, "I have stretched out my hands all day long to a rebellious people." Imagine standing there and stretching out your hands for even a minute to someone whom you love, someone whom you care for, someone whom you just want to bring in for a hug and help them in their desperate need. And as you stand there, that person snubs you, just stands there watching you, holding out your hands to them, folds his arms and says, "I don't want to have anything to do with you." And there you stand. Would you stand there for a whole minute? Like this? Would you stand there getting that reaction from someone for 10 minutes? For an hour? God wants Israel to picture him standing there with outstretched arms all day long. And the whole time they remain stubborn and rebellious. God lists some of their rebellious behavior. A people who walk in a way that is not good according to their own thoughts. In other words, they don't care about God's commandments. They do what they want, what they think is right for them, without giving a thought to God. A people who provoke me to anger continually to my face, who sacrifice in gardens and burn incense on altars of brick. That's not how God had commanded any sacrifices to be made, especially to him, but they were sacrificing also to other gods, even if it had been to the true God. If he tells them not to sacrifice in the gardens, not to sacrifice on altars of brick, which he did, and that's what they continue to do, he is rightly angry with them. who sit among the graves and spend the night in the tombs, communing with the dead, not unlike the practice of the Mexican Day of the Dead, who eat swine's flesh and the broth of abominable things is in their vessels, contrary to the dietary laws that God had given to the Old Testament people of Israel through Moses, who say, "Keep to yourself, do not come near me, for I am holier than you." Did you know that this is where that phrase, "holier than thou," came from in the first place, from the King James translation of this verse? Notice to whom it's being said. The people of Israel had turned their backs on their God and pretended to be holier than He is. "We are holier than thou, God." Not unlike today, when some people are so brazen as to criticize how God runs the universe, who dare to blaspheme God and accuse Him of wrongdoing as if they were holier than He. "These are smoke in my nostrils, a fire that burns all the day." A picture of the greatness of God's wrath and anger against these people who had stubbornly turned their backs on Him. "Behold, it is written before me, I will not keep silence, but will repay, even repay into their bosom, your iniquities and the iniquities of your fathers together, says the Lord, who have burned incense on the mountains and blasphemed me on the hills. Therefore, I will measure their former work into their bosom." God had stretched out His hands to Israel all day long, but He won't do it forever. He will repay Israel for their blasphemy and idolatry and stubborn rebellion. And He isn't only talking about the coming destruction that the Babylonians would perform on Jerusalem. He's talking even more about the near complete destruction of the Jewish nation after they rejected Jesus as the Christ, never to recover. Remember, the people who currently occupy the territory called Israel are not the continuation of Old Testament Israel. They don't even try to live under the Old Testament, nor would it help them if they did, because the Old Testament is no longer in effect. But alongside that terrible news for apostate Israel was a bit of wonderful news for a small number of them, or of their descendants. Thus says the Lord, "As the new wine is found in the cluster, and one says, 'Do not destroy it, for a blessing is in it,' so will I do for my servant's sake, that I may not destroy them all. I will bring forth descendants from Jacob, and from Judah an heir of my mountains. My elect shall inherit it, and my servants shall dwell there. Sharon shall be a fold of flocks in the valley of Achor, a place for herds to lie down, for my people who have sought me." There would be a remnant of Jews who would repent, who would believe, and who would look to the Lord Jesus as the promised Christ. Them God would not forsake. Them God would not destroy along with their unbelieving neighbors. He would welcome them, together with the Gentiles, into His new Israel, an Israel that's no longer named for their ancestry to a certain man, but for their faith in a certain man, the God-man, the Lord Jesus Christ, whose territory is no longer a specific piece of land on earth, but whose territory is the permanent inheritance of heaven. But you are those who forsake the Lord, who forget my holy mountain, who prepare a table for Gad and furnish a drink offering for Mani. Gad and Mani are pagan gods of fortune and destiny. Therefore, I will number you for the sword, and you shall all bow down to the slaughter. Because when I called, you did not answer. When I spoke, you did not hear, but did evil before my eyes, and chose that in which I do not delight. Scathing words from God to rebellious Israel. Words of utter destruction, both temporal and eternal. And their destruction is the worse because God called them to repent, to believe, and to obey. He held out his hands to them all day long, and still they refused. Now think about this. Who today hasn't heard about the God of the Bible, the God of Israel, who sent his Son, Jesus Christ, to die for our sins and to bring us into the new Israel of his holy church? Who hasn't heard God's call to repent and believe in the Lord Jesus? In Isaiah's time, there were few outside of Israel who had heard the word of God at all. What about today? Today, most of the world has heard God call, has heard God speak, and has still chosen to do as they please, to worship as they please, to believe as they please. God has stretched out his hands for nearly 2,000 years to the people of the world, and in countless ways, the world has told God, "We are holier than thou." God has terrible news for the world that continues to reject him and his commandments. But for you and for all who will listen to God's voice before it's too late, God has wonderful news of salvation and eternal glory. He still stretches out his hands to you to embrace you in his forgiveness and love. Don't harden your hearts to him as Old Testament Israel did. Don't be rebellious or holier than he. Trust in the Lord's promise of salvation through Jesus the Christ, and then set your mind on keeping his commandments with the aid of his Holy Spirit. Amen. Please stand. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.